one of the things that I talked about on the campaign trail when I ran for Congress was the abuse of executive power and how that has been growing and growing and growing. And our founders never intended the president to be a lawmaker. The president was intended to be an executive and have limited power. And they are operating so far out of their scope now that it's become scary. And it's going to give us all whiplash. And I just want to remind everybody why this is so, it's the worst way to run a country. Now, again, what's happening is same thing that was happening with packing the Supreme Court. The party gets in power and they saw everything the previous party did with their executive orders. So they're like, we're going to fix this. And so they get out and they start doing all their executive orders. And then they claim we're going to go through the legislature and we're going to pass everything correctly. And then they hit roadblocks in the legislature. So they're like, well, we can just get out the pen here. And so again, both sides are trying to outdo the other in who can abuse their power the most. And there's nothing that makes that more clear to me as far as how this is not the way to run a government than the National Parks designation, the Antiquities Act. Now, they are within their constitutional authority when a president designates area for a national to be set apart nationally. But the language is that they're only supposed to designate or set apart the bare minimum. I forget the exact language. But to me, this should have been changed a long time ago. The reason that you need an executive is to be able to make decisions in the moment. So what kind of decisions need to be made in the moment where you don't have a time for a legislative process? To me, that's why you need an executive. If everything could be made after discussion, if every decision could be made after discussion, then you wouldn't need an executive at all. But to me, when I think about presidential power, I think of what things happen in a nation where you can't take the time to legislate. That's where you have an executive. Everything else should be left to Congress. And national park designation, I cannot see in any way, shape, or form why a president needs to be the one making this call. And the reason why it has become so ridiculous is right here in the state of Utah with bear's ears. Because Obama set aside all of this land. Then Trump got into office and he reduced it dramatically. And guess what's going on right now? This is from the Salt Lake Trib. For the third time in less than 5 years, a U.S. Interior Secretary has traveled to Utah's San Juan County to investigate where to set the ever-fluid boundaries of Bears Ears National Monument. This is why you don't want things. Anything that can be decided by a legislative body should be decided by a legislative body so that we don't get this political whiplash every time that a party changes power. Otherwise, it's just madness. It's absolute madness. This is Kenny on TikTok. Back to the sports issue. Coach kids wrestling for 15. That will age you. That's exciting. I wrestled in middle school. I think that's why I'm grossed out by it now. It's just sweaty and icky. Let's see. Orion says, whoa, big comment there, Orion. I think your whiplash scenario is about played out. The pendulum has been swinging heavily the last few cycles. We're about to get stuck for a long time because of changing demographics. We're going to be under Democratic rule for a generation because of Trump breaking the GOP. That brand is busted. I disagree with you. I disagree with you. And it's certainly not a reason to say now we can do it without fear of whiplash. We are supposed to have co-equal branches of government who are limited in scope and authority. And we're talking about people's lives and livelihoods that are at stake here with so many of these executive orders. You shouldn't be asking the question, will there be whiplash? That's a side effect. You should be asking the question, is this a good way to govern? Do we really want to be passing laws and rules that their maximum effect is 4 years until another election? It's not good policy. It's not the way to run a country. And we the people need, it's like take another look at the Dreamers, the DACA kids. You're either in or you're out. Oh, you're in. Oh, wait, now you're out. Oh, wait, now you're in. Oh, now we're not sure. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's what happens when we let executives run amok. And so whether or not it creates whiplash, whiplash is a side effect. Is it good policy? That should be the question. And I say absolutely not. It's horrific policy.